literally during the break, Simone was in here shutting computers off, turning them on.
She pulling was wires.
Pulling wires. She ripped the door off of a cabinet.
Ripped it off violently. She-Hulked it.
Fortunately, did not throw it across the room.
Right.
So we are working on rectifying the camera issue for at least the next couple of minutes. You might have to just deal with our voices. But it's a huge day for Kings fans, and it's a big, big day for this Kings organization. Monty McNair, who has been a terrific general manager, signed a contract extension today. It is officially official, as they say. And not only did Monty get this three-year extension, but also Wes Wilcox signs a contract extension with the Kings. And now you have Monty, Wes, and Mike Brown, all married together, all tied at the hip to be here for the next at least 3 years. This is what structure looks like. This is what stability looks like. Rami, speaking of stability, and I promise, Malik, I will get to you soon.
You keep saying that.
I know.
You keep saying that. You know Malik Monk is listening, right?
But I wanted to get to what Coach Brown said last night. And if you have thoughts, by the way, if you have thoughts on Monty, Wes, Coach Brown, the win last night, phone lines are open, 1-800-920-1140. The text line is there, 916-339-1140. And don't forget, YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Give us the thumbs up when you swing by. That would bring more eyeballs to right now, two black boxes. Hopefully, you will see our faces in those boxes soon enough. But I wanted to get to Mike Brown last night because, again, an impressive response by this team, an incredible first quarter shooting. They end the game on a 62-27 run. No, I didn't mess that up. I'm not
delusional.
That's real.
That was a real number.
It was a 62-27 run by this team last night. And then Coach Brown was asked about HB. HB had 20 points last night. Part of that insane first quarter, really – The center point, the centerpiece of that first quarter was HB. He came out and knocked down his first five threes.
We're back up.
Nice.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Our less than ideal faces are
Simone
showing up
saved
now.
Us.
Thank you to Simone.
There you go, Simone.
So HB hits his first five threes last night. And I said earlier in the show, it was one of those games for HB. And we talked about this with Coach Doug Christie. DC joined us at 4 o'clock. You can get that interview podcast page, sacktownsports.com. But we were talking about, you know, HB just in the zone. And last night was one of those moments where it didn't matter how quickly he took the shot. It didn't matter where he took the shot from. You just felt like it was going in. You were fine. Like, oh, 4 seconds into the shot clock, 10 feet behind the three, whatever.
And he knew. He had the body language like he knew when he left his fingertips.
Oh, he knew. He absolutely knew. So, of course, Harrison was going to be a topic of discussion in the post game with the media and Coach Brown. And here's what Brown had to say about HB.
HB is he's irreplaceable from the standpoint that he brings a calming presence to us no matter what the situation is. Our two all-stars, Foxy and Domas, are learning how to lead. And they haven't necessarily been in huge pressure moments in the NBA and come out on top. HB has.
So, I mean, just very, very
irreplaceable,
complimentary of HB. Irreplaceable. And if that wasn't enough, got a couple more from the coach because he just kept talking about HB.
His calmness, his presence in a tight ball game is extremely helpful for our young guys. Not just short-term, but long-term, too.
Irreplaceable, not just short-term, long-term. One more from the coach.
They're watching an NBA champion go through a one-possession game and 2 minutes to go. We just had two turnovers. How is he reacting? Is he here? Is he here? You know, what's he doing on the floor? How is he getting a great look at the end of a ball game? All these little things that he does helps our group grow and mature because that's what he is.
The importance of HB, irreplaceable, not just short-term, long-term. Rami, when I heard that, when I heard Coach Brown say what he said about HB last night, my immediate reaction was, they are not trading this guy.
No. No, there. If there, any thought that was given still to trading Harrison Barnes went right out the window, right there, Nick. And it goes back to a conversation we had about Harrison Barnes a couple of weeks ago, and I said this guy's value to the Kings has increased far more than it has out on the trade market. For as good a season as he's having statistically and what teams are looking for at the trade deadline, I don't think he can mean as much to any basketball team out there or be valued as much by any basketball team out there as he is by the Kings. For what all those things that Mike Brown just laid out that he's done for this team and will continue to have this effect on this team.
Yep.
And I think taking a guy like that out of the mix really, really could screw up the chemistry and mess things up far more than it might look like on paper. As good as he's been on paper, he's their number three guy right now, Nick, and he is cemented into being their number three guy right now behind Domas and Fox. But beyond that, I think you could completely wreck the chemistry of this team and derail this season by trading a Harrison Barnes, which is not something that I thought I'd be saying 3 months ago. You're going to derail the Kings season by trading Harrison Barnes.
You know, it's true that this idea of how integral HB is to this process. I mean, he has become part of the heart of this team. And listen, I'll get into the production in a minute because being a leader and vet, that's all good. But inevitably, you've got to produce as well.
Yeah.
But the first thing, aside from just thinking about when listening to Coach Brown, there's no way they're going to trade HB after what he said last night. The other thing I thought of was the Monty Brown relationship, which really adds emphasis to what happened about an hour and a half ago. The idea of Monty getting that contract extension, because Mike Brown, I don't think he has to send the message to Monty of, hey man, I see as the coach of this team, I see HB as irreplaceable. I think that message has likely been delivered to Monty already.
Monty can see that.
But this is where the relationship matters. Because if Monty feels like he can find somebody on the market that is an upgrade to HB, if he even just wants to have the conversation with Coach Brown, the relationship matters. If Coach Brown wants to stress defiantly to the GM, I think it would be a huge mistake to trade HB, the relationship matters. That's why when you have the contracts that are married together, these guys are in lockstep now. They can have these conversations, and they can have them appropriately, knowing that we're going to be together with this thing. And so this is a GM that listens to his coach. If he feels like this is too much of a risk to move on from HB, he's not going to do it. Mike Brown is his guy. He brought Coach Brown in to coach this team and to let him know how he feels about the heartbeat of this team and the fabric and how they play together and guys that aren't getting it and guys that get it over and over and over again.
Even if you brought in somebody who gets it to the degree that Harrison Barnes does and who has those intangibles that Harrison Barnes does, you don't just parachute into a team and have that kind of influence and have earned the trust of your teammates. That happens over the course of an offseason, training camp, night in, night out, traveling. You know what I mean? Like DC was talking about with Harrison Barnes when we had him on in the 4 o'clock hour, that this is a guy who shows everybody on this team not just what it means to be a professional, but a champion, a guy who's been there and done that before and has seen what it takes and been part of that ride before. Even if you get somebody who has that kind of experience under his belt and has those same types of intangibles of staying cool under pressure and everything else, it would take a while for that guy to come in and for those guys to look at him the same way that they do Harrison Barnes, with all the trust that he's earned and all the credibility that he's earned over the course of this season and training camp and everything else.
And don't get it twisted. Mike Brown is not out there saying that HB is irreplaceable because they're best buddies, because they play cards together. Maybe they do. Because, you know, Mike Brown likes HB's company. It's because this dude is playing his butt off for this team. HB has made himself irreplaceable to the coaching staff.
Yep.
He has created this situation for himself by playing so well. In 2023, so since the turn of the year, HB, here's what he's done. He's averaging 21 points, 4 rebounds, an assist and a half, shooting from the field 53.5%, shooting from 3, 53%, free throw percentage 88%. He is averaging 20-plus points on nearly 50-50-90. This is from Hunter Patterson, who works for The Athletic. 50-50-90 shooting nearly, averaging 20-plus points, and the Kings are 11-4 when Barnes scores 20 points or more. He has been ridiculously productive. He has been tremendously efficient, and he is a perfect fit alongside Domas and Keegan. So, yeah, it's pretty difficult to envision a deal that makes sense that would have you trading Harrison Barnes.
Well, I know you all say nobody's untouchable. Give me a call. Make me an offer.
Has to blow the shorts off of Monty McNair.
Is he as...
pantless.
Is he as untouchable or as close to untouchable as Domas and Fox are?
No.
Okay.
No. I still think they're the clear one and two. But he, you know, he is, again, he is knock my socks off. I need to fall over and faint and feel like there's no doubt this is an upgrade and worth the risk. He's just been too damn good for too damn long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been doing this since like week three of the season. This is not like, oh, he's having a, you know, a great month. He's having a great couple of weeks. He's been awesome. And he's a true pro. He knows how to handle the media. He does get along with his players, and he's a no-headache kind of guy for this coaching staff, and he's fun to watch, and he's been phenomenal this season.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm going to do a little research before tomorrow's show. I don't
know. No, you're going to do research?
I mean, it's rare, but every once in a while. I don't know that there are many better number three guys in this league. Right? Like, when you just look at how they're playing right now, I don't know that you can find many better number three guys. We've pointed out, like, yeah.
He's really good right now.
You got Jokic, and so Domas obviously not the best as a number one option. De'Aaron Fox, as good as he's been, not the best when you talk about number two options on championship contenders. But, man, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of guys that are the number three for their team that are playing better than Harrison Barnes right now.
Want to remind you, Capital Casino, check them out. I do not have the copy. I do not remember the address. So if anybody can fill me in on the address.
Right there on 16th Street.
411 like North 16th Street?
I was going to say 411 North. Yeah, 411 North 16th Street. Check out our friends at Capital Casino and then let them know I just totally screwed this thing up, and I'm sure they'll be very, very happy with that. Am I going to finally get to Malik Monk?
I don't know, will you?
I'm going to do it in 90 seconds.
We have Monty McNair.
The only place you'll find Keegan Murray is Sactown Sports.
Out to Keegan Murray. Straight away for three, and Keegan knocks down the triple.
Hey, Sacramento. It's Keegan Murray, and you're listening to the home of Sacramento Kings, Sactown Sports.
Your local sports leader.
Welcome. Doug Christie here for the Good Feet Store with a question. How is the game of basketball like the Good Feet Store? And the answer is the very best basketball players do it all. Shoot, defend, rebound, they do it all. And the Good Feet Store does it all too. Good Feet manufactures their own line of arch supports, over 300 styles, sizes, and flexibilities. Good Feet arch support specialists at every store personally fit every customer for free with no obligation. Lastly, Good Feet sells its arch supports exclusively at over 200 Good Feet stores nationwide. Sore feet, aching back, knee or hip pain, even plantar fasciitis? When nothing else works, come to the Good Feet store and experience the comfort, balance, and support of the Good Feet three-step arch support system. The Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Stockton, Modesto, and now Vacaville off Nut Tree Parkway by Sprout, online at goodfeet.com.
Cattles and Rami.
Cattles and Rami. Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
Yes. Megadeth Night, YouTube.com, Sactown Sports 1140. Swing on by. Give us a thumbs up. We are actually experiencing one of our best days on YouTube because all of you. It's not because of Rami and I. It's because of all of you making the magic happen.
I mean, we're pretty good.
If you do say so yourself.
Look at this face.
I just hear Simone in the background going, yes! What is that? What is happening?
She's agreeing with
the
me.
The song.
Oh.
Sorry, the bed that's supposed to be inconspicuous.
Yes!
Yes!
How are
yes.
you hearing me? That's not supposed to be happening. I think
somebody's got an open mic over there,
all
apparently.
All right. I'll look into it.
It wasn't your mic because it wasn't coming across that clear.
So the reason I did that is because I put Rami in cue, and so Rami could hear everything we were saying in the studio.
Oh. I thought it was when I said, look at this face.
Nobody listening
yes.
knows what that
is. The song says yes every like 10 seconds. It's very faint.
I gathered that now, Kyle, but thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Appreciate that.
Kyle, always here to mansplain for you.
Appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
Is that a Keegan Murray t-shirt, Simone?
It is. It says...
Can you come into the studio and show the fine
absolutely.
People on the YouTube channel the Keegan Murray shirt? Anyway, great day for the Kings. Fantastic day. Monty McNair extension. Wes Wilcox extension. If you're just joining us, both done. Here it is.
Hail Murray. Take my camera shot.
Okay, there you go. I was just thinking about there you go. Yeah, just jump in front of my face. No one needs to see my face. Not
Simone
even
Simone hit the LeBron James Dwayne Wade at the end of that.
She did. Whoa. And there she was.
Yes.
In the face. Jose Valderas says, if I was Monty, I would try to reinforce the second unit, bring in Plumlee and Vanderbilt. Love that idea. Love that idea, Jose. If you could give me Mason Plumlee and Jared Vanderbilt, woo, cooking.
I know I seem distracted over here.
Hotter than fish grease. Is that what Mark says?
That is what Mark says.
Nailed it.
So I moved my chair when Simone came in.
Yeah.
And now it's... The leg of my chair is all cut up in the strap of my backpack.
I'm sorry.
I am all tangled up.
Am I terrible if I just want to see you fall off the chair? I want one because of Rami's camera view. I just want him to just disappear from falling.
I've done it in there. My cord was so long and I tried to leave the room. They were like, leave. And I tripped in front of everyone on camera. So can't be any worse than that.
Anyway, Megadeth Knight says HB for mayor. I don't know the current mayor. I don't want to call for somebody's job. But put HB in office? Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Good for the chemistry of the city.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Could rub off on the rest of us.
He's good with the media.
He is good with the media.
He's a good leader. I'm sure he dresses very well.
Vote HB, 24.
All right. It's time to get to Malik Monk. Because I've promised.
Finally?
Yeah.
You're actually going to do it?
Yeah. He deserves it.
You better bring it!
Look, I've been critical of Malik, and I don't take it back. Our job, as I always say, is to be objective and tell you what's going on, and if a player's not playing well, we're going to talk about it. And when a player plays really well, we're going to talk about it. Malik has been struggling badly shooting the basketball the last couple of months, shooting at about 28% from three since the beginning of December. Both Rami and I believe that, you know, you need a better Malik Monk moving forward. He's a pivotal part of this team. And, man, Monk showed out last night. I thought he was much, much better than he has been. And I don't want to make it sound like he's been completely useless across the board every night. He has had good games sprinkled in. But sprinkled in is what you have to pay attention to in that sentence.
Right.
When I talk about sprinkle, I think of like four or five sprinkles on a donut.
Like the way Nick uses spices in his food.
I don't use spice. So that's actually not accurate. That would be if he was... useless. Spice is useless.
Okay. You don't even just a little. Just a little.
Little buffalo sauce with the buffalo chicken dip that Kelly makes,
okay.
Which is unbelievably
all
good.
Right.
That's pretty much it. The taco seasoning, is that spicy to you?
I mean, those are spices.
I don't go like anything. I don't do even mild. Not good for
not
me.
Even mild?
Dude, I told you.
That's
I was
wild.
Not born on this planet to eat spice.
Also born in the Northeast.
That doesn't matter. My wife was born in the Northeast. She loves spice. What do you think? Northeast people are like, stay away from spice.
Yeah, making some.
It's too cold in the Northeast.
Making some broad generalizations
eat,
there.
I can't eat hot food because it's cold out.
Careful.
What are we doing now?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking Northeast. That wasn't the generalization I was making.
I know. Where are you going?
So much happening right now, I don't even know what's happening.
Sorry.
We're at that point. I'm trying to keep track of like three different conversations. I don't know where we're at. So to get back to Malik, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 8 dimes last night. Here was Coach Brown talking about Malik and what he was able to do during the game last night.
Malik got an earful from me as well as a couple others. And I must say, you know, he stepped up and showed out with the 9 rebounds tonight, 7 of them defensively. Now, I don't know if he's capable of getting 9 every night, you know, but he definitely can rebound, and we need him to rebound when he's on the floor.
Most telling thing about that, the coaching staff agrees with what you and I have been saying.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good enough, nearly.
Giving him an earful.
They lit him up and said, Malik, you've got to be better.
You better bring it.
And so the coaching staff, and, you know, there was a story in The Athletic today, and it was HB, an interview. I think it was it Anthony Slater who did the interview?
I want to say yes.
I'm getting head nods behind the glass.
Confirm nor deny.
Simone with a very confident thumbs up.
I'll take
it. Yeah,
your word
I just looked it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone.
So Anthony Slater caught up with HB last night after the game, and HB talked about accountability and how Coach Brown has made everybody accountable in the room. And if you mess up, he's going to let you know. And that is an example. When you hear Coach Brown last night, it's interesting because some coaches don't like to share behind-the-scenes stuff. Other coaches couldn't care less. They give it to you. Ime Udoka last year with the Celtics, he would come out and he would blister dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Blister them. And at first, they weren't playing well, and everybody, including me, was like, yeah, this doesn't seem like it's working, like calling the guys out and being so just harsh on these dudes, right? Ime was right. Shocking. An NBA coach knew more than I did about NBA players. Coach Brown is out there saying this stuff publicly because he wants to put it on Front Street. He wants to make these guys accountable because if he makes them accountable, they're accountable to their teammates. And so, yeah, when Malik is struggling, he's going to light him up. And he told us last night that he lit him up. And I thought Malik was fantastic. And I thought a huge difference in his game. Malik has great energy.
I was just going to say, one thing about him is his energy has remained consistent.
Yes.
And has remained the same. And I think that's important for this team.
Yes. But the thing about Malik's energy sometimes is it's almost like he has too much energy.
A little out of control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he could try to do too much at times. He gets a little bit out of himself, so to speak. And last night, I thought he was under control for the most part. He still had the energy. He still had the swag, right? But he kept it more under control than he has recently. And that was a big difference, I thought, within his game. Let's go to Michael. Michael wants to talk about HB.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
Thank you, Michael.
I just said that because I wasn't sure I was actually on. Yeah, I do want to ask you one thing. I listen to the show a lot because, of course, it's the best show, and I haven't heard it, so I probably missed it. What's wrong with HB just walking into McNair's office with Brown and saying, hey, give me like $10 million a year for the next 3 years because I'd rather keep the guy. And also, you should try some tomatillo green salsa that's mild. It's very good.
Oh, there we go. Green salsa that is mild.
Tomatillo green salsa.
I didn't catch the first word.
So that what? Might still what be is, a little too spicy.
Thank
for
you, Michael. I appreciate Thanks, the Mike. Phone call, bud, and the fine words about the show. What do you think of that? HB walking in.
I would consider it right now if I'm the Kings of signing him to some sort of extension. It's got to be an extension, Nick, just to protect yourself, because you have a pretty good idea of how Harrison Barnes fits in things. Right now and in the near future, that's saying going into next year, it's no more than a 3 year deal, and years 2 and 3 have to make him tradable.
Take care of y'all chicken.
I think HB, look, if he wants to stay here, they know he wants to stay here.
Right.
I don't know if anybody has to.
Yeah, I don't have to do it now. I'm
march
just saying.
Into the office and say, you know, get me this deal done. I think they know, and it's all going to be. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. But it's all about, as Rami mentioned, it's about term. It's about what's a reasonable price. I mean, I absolutely love what HB's done. But I mean, let's not get it twisted. I'm not saying, you know, give this dude a max contract. Let's not go crazy. if you get a trade offer that does knock your socks off, HB, you've been great, but we're going to do what's best for business and what's best for this basketball
team. Yeah, if HB is part of like a LeBron trade.
But I would imagine, look, there's some – that ain't going to happen. There's always back channels. There's always conversations happening. And Monty, if he's doing his job right, and I have to imagine he's doing his job right because he's been very good since he's been here, he knows. He understands how HB feels, and he knows how his coach feels. And so I don't know if you need any kind of, you know, cathartic moment between, you know, front office and player or coaching staff. They know. They understand. So if it's reasonable, then I don't think it's crazy at all to think that something could absolutely be done. By the way, guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda.
Your one-stop Honda shop.
Nice. We can do that. You want to do that?
Sure. I'm down.
Again, 3, 2, 1. All guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda.
Your one-stop Honda shop. Oh, that's pretty good.
Clean.
That's pretty good.
Some unbelievable Kings numbers from last night coming up.
Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports. Sacktown Sports goes 100% live and local.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Starting January 23rd. Tune into Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Followed by the return of Deuce and Mo.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Followed by Cattles and Rami from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You wanted more local? We're giving you more local on Sacktown Sports. Your local sports leader. Sacktown Sports
Headlines.
With your Sacktown Sports headlines, I'm Simone Rickford. Kings fans, rejoice. General manager Monty McNair has agreed to a contract extension. McNair, who entered into final months of his original three-year deal, has overseen the Kings' rise to third place in the Western Conference and a playoff berth that would end a 16-year postseason absence. Sacramento will conclude the homestand tomorrow when the Kings take on the Raptors. Lock in for your Beam Watch coverage starting right here on Sacktown Sports tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. right after Cattles and Rami. Ahead of the NFC Championship game, the 49ers have an off-field issue to contend with. Defensive lineman Charles Omenihu was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence in San Jose yesterday. While dispatched to Omenihu's home, a woman told arriving officers that Omenihu is her boyfriend and that he pushed her to the ground during an argument. He was released from Santa Clara County Jail after posting bail. This is a developing story we will continue to monitor. Now back to the Cattles and Rami Show.
Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles.
And Rami.
On Sacktown Sports.
It is 5:31 on this Tuesday. Time check. Brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic. I've realized that I have a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, did you show too much?
The zipper keeps falling down.
What zipper? Oh, on your pants?
On my jeans.
Oh. Well, nobody can see that on YouTube
I know.
YouTube
that's the
world.
Good thing.
Okay.
I'm going to get home safely, I think, tonight.
Good.
With that situation.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm just like, what's going on? I don't know why.
It's loose? It just comes undone itself?
It's falling. Like, just,
really?
Yeah.
Never seen that.
Frustrated and angry.
I don't know what's going on there.
It's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the Kings. Just wanted to share that. It's bugging me all day.
I was about to make a joke that
had to get it off my chest. Yeah, you might not
probably
want
probably would have got me suspended.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. The parent company looks down upon some jokes that you might make. So let's not go.
Play it safe, Rami.
When in doubt, play it safe, my friend. Big game last night. Big game last night for the Kings. Again, if you're just joining us, Monty McNair, Wes Wilcox, both signed contract extensions today with the Kings. Fantastic news. It's been a great day for the Kings, fans and organization, and obviously even better that you won last night, took care of business. After some tight moments in the second and third quarters, you were able to put it together, which we'll get into the numbers of what happened. Just truly crazy what happened last night in the second half. But Big game, Rami. You're now 2-2 against Memphis on the season instead of going 3-1 with Memphis the 3 and you the 1, which is not what you want in the same conference. You're 3.5 games back. I mean, it is January 24th, and the Kings are 3.5 games back of the 2 seed instead of 5.5, which would have been the case if you lost last night.
We thought this was going to be scratching and clawing to stay in the play-in.
We did. I think a lot of people did.
Yep.
I mean, we laughed. Remember before the season, we laughed at the over-under, right? The over-under wins. Ah, can you believe it? Can you believe that, what was it, 33.5 or something? Like 33.5?
I think it was 32, yeah. 32.5.
Something crazy. Like, what? Are you... Like, look, we were saying at the time, we don't think this is going to be like a 45-win team, but like 33, 30, that seems really low.
You wouldn't have the guts to say it to my face.
And, but here we are. I mean, here we are, 8 games above 500. This team is locked in, playing very, very well. I think they're, what, 8-2 in their last 10? Last night's game, it really had the feel, though, of Saturday night against the 76ers when you were up by 21. All of a sudden, in the second quarter, the wheels fell off. You could never fully, you know, gather yourself to come back and win that game. HB missed a free throw very, very late. He mentioned that in the post game and said that that motivated him to come out last night. And, you know, hey, man, if you got to sacrifice one game, if that means HB is going to come out looking like that for the next how many.
Yeah.
But they found what I thought. I thought the Kings found urgency in the third quarter. And I tweeted that last night at Nick C Radio, at Rami is tweeting, R-A-M-I-E is tweeting.
Thank you.
I tweeted last night, the Kings need to have urgency. They need to find urgency. Because there was a little bit of a lull to start the third quarter. And Coach Brown, I think, agreed with me because he called 2 quick timeouts. He called a quick timeout. First one didn't work. Followed that with another quick timeout. Second one did work. They found urgency in that third quarter, which led them to an absolutely, absolutely astronomical 62-27 run.
That's insane.
You don't see that very often.
It's absurd. You barely ever see that.
Here was Domantas Sabonis in the post game talking about them figuring it out. Oh, it's Lyles? Well, they look the same. I mean, Domas, Lyles, same player, same look. We're good to go. Here's Trey Lyles, I do believe.
It just shows what we're capable of as a team. It brings incredible energy when we're sharing the ball, when we're locking up defensively, when we're getting stops, getting rebounds, pushing it, sharing it, like I just said, and knocking down shots. It's like just going out there and just, it's like flowing water with us. You know, it looks natural.
It looks natural. It's just flowing. I love that. Flowing. It's natural. So you find the urgency in the third quarter. You turn this game around. And then what you do is you take the Grizzlies collectively. You slam them down. Nice little power bomb action. WWE. Raw's 30 was good last night.
Was it?
Yes. Power bomb.
Nostalgic?
Yes.
Okay.
But good nostalgia.
Good.
Power bomb the Grizzlies down to the floor. And then you put your foot on their throat. You outscored them in the fourth quarter 33-10. And Rami, you said this was a very impressive win, maybe one of the most impressive wins of the season.
It might be the most impressive win I've seen all season. Between the poise that you talked about them showing, Nick, the defense in the second half of the third into the fourth quarter, the 47 points in the first quarter, 10 of 10 on on three-pointers to start the game, 12 of 13 for the entirety of the first quarter, and who you did that against. You know, I know no Ja, no Steven Adams. I get that. Even with no Ja, no Steven Adams, that's not a roster I look at and go, you're going to beat them by 30. You're going to throw up 47 points in a quarter. You're going to hit the first 10 three-pointers that you hit. There was so much about that win last night that was impressive, that pops off the page, if you will, that it, maybe I'm prisoner of the moment, maybe it's recency bias, that's as impressed as I've been with the Sacramento Kings all season long. Now, I didn't see the first quarter. Thank you, YouTube TV. But just kind of putting the pieces together of what I hear happened in the first quarter, plus what I saw in the remaining three quarters, as impressed as I've been with the Kings all season long.
Sweet dog show.
Really
I
good dog
the
show.
Bench.
The Pomeranian.
Oh, was she awesome.
Dude.
So
shiny coat.
Shiny coat.
Shiniest coat.
So, you know, when you look back to Philly on Saturday night, the bench was embarrassed. The bench was just warmed, yep. Right? I mean, they were beat down. Last night, they responded. They knew what happened on Saturday night. They knew they let the team down. They knew they played against a team that did not have Harden and Embiid and said, we're not going to sit here and get fooled against a team without John, Stephen Adams. We're going to play. We're going to play together. We're going to play well. We're going to be active. We're going to shoot well. We're going to defend. We're going to rebound. We're going to do what we got to do to win this basketball game tonight. And because of that, the bench outscored the Memphis bench 57-25.
That feels good just to say in here, doesn't it?
That is a shellacking.
Kings bench outscored the other bench.
You won the game by what, 33? Your bench outscored them by 32. The bench was very productive. Lyles was spectacular. Monk finished with 13, 9, and 8. Just a great game by them. And just some insane numbers.
We haven't had enough of those?
For the fourth quarter?
62-27 run, the 47 points in the first quarter. That wasn't enough?
33-10 fourth quarter for the game. These are you know, for the game mixture in here. 55% from three. 37 assists, which is just laughable, plus 21 on the glass, and crazy enough, 24 turnovers. They won the game by 33, and they turned the ball over 24 times. Oh, and by the way, death taxes Domas triple-doubles. He had another triple-double last night, which no one's paying attention to. It's the first time we are almost 4 hours into this program, and I have not mentioned this is how good of a day it's been
it's
for the Kings.
It's routine at this point.
This show is 3 hours and 40 minutes old, and I have yet to tell you something that you already know, that Domas had a triple-double last night, 14, 10, and 11.
Ho-hum.
That's how good of a day it's been. Jason Anderson last night, our friend from the Sacramento Bee, tweeted out, 6 triple-double of the season for Domas, ties him with Rajon Rondo from 2015-2016, for the most triple-doubles in a season in the Sacramento era. The most triple-doubles in a season for this Kings team in the Sacramento era, and you still have 36 games left.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm just getting to that right now. That's how good last night's game was. That's how good of a day this day has been. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, happy day, Kings fans.
I think we're going to get to a little bit of football before we say goodbye.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Did Josh Jacobs send a message to the Raiders front office?
Bum, bum, bum.
Latest next.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports.
.544 time check. Brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic. Get to some football in a minute. Very productive day, Rami, I do believe.
Yes, it was.
Fantastic day for Kings fans. Got a game tomorrow night. Should be fun. Looking forward to it. And you got a pretty good road trip coming up. You've got to deal with a 7-game, I think it's 11-day road trip, which is,
oof.
I mean, that is, it's a long one. And, you know, that's just another challenge this season to see if these guys can keep it together. And they've proven that they can win on the road. They've got the best road record in the Western Conference. So I would not fear the trip. It's just a long, long trip. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow night, and then we'll see how that trip comes together. But I wanted to actually try to squeeze in some football. We've been pretty much all Kings from moment, minute one here, aside from the Charles Omenihu news, which, you know, obviously is not great. But Josh Jacobs, we know, is set to be a free agent for the Raiders. And he tweeted out, Rami, earlier today, it gotta make sense for me, with the man shrugging emoji. Now, again, I'm not the world's best emoji reader. But I don't know if you took this like I took this. This could mean really anything.
It's cryptic.
I don't think it's a coincidence that my man is going is a free agent right now, and he's tweeting out, it got to make sense for me with the shrug emoji.
Yeah, but then again, like, we forget sometimes that these guys do more than play sports. You know what I mean? And so the tweet might have nothing to do with football, for all I know.
Like, his girl could have been like, yo, do you want American chop suey? He's like, it got to make sense to me.
And at the same time, Josh Jacobs knows when he puts that out there that we all look at him as a football player, and we're gonna associate that with football and his situation.
But maybe that's what he wants.
Maybe it is what he wants.
DeMarcus Cousins did that years ago with the snake in the grass thing.
Yes, he did. I remember that.
I was leaving you time to go on your DeMarcus Cousins thing, because every time he gets brought up,
Hashtag bring back Boogie. So I don't know, man. Yeah, my first reaction is, oh, this is about his contract situation with the Raiders. But who knows? And they have the franchise tag if they really want to bring back Josh Jacobs.
Well, that's what's going to be interesting, because, yes, you can franchise him. Is Josh Jacobs going to be one of those players that says, no, I'm gonna hold out, right? We also have the hold in, which is a new thing.
We
last
show
few
up,
years.
But don't work.
Yeah, you show up to be there, but you're not doing anything, and you're like, hey, I'm here just to kind of chill at the facility and play
computer
games.
Isn't that what Gen Z is calling quiet quitting?
Because you're not necessarily quitting on the team.
Yeah, not exactly. Okay. Also, I don't like the portrayal of Gen Z being the quiet quitters. As the Gen Z person here.
Oh, God.
There we go. Here we go. As the man
show
born.
Collectively groans.
As the man born in a year that starts with a 2, I would like
that
to.
That is so
defend.
Painful.
Good for
that
you.
That hurts. Good for you.
I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, he got the song.
I don't know if we need a reminder from Kyle every day about how much younger he is than us.
Did you know the song that I played coming out of the break?
I feel like it's stated. You are younger than us.
Yes.
We have.
Congrats.
It's documented. It is confirmed.
Congrats on
Although
your
you
youth.
Haven't brought in a birth certificate. You never know.
That is true.
But look, if you could play the holdout game, for sure. And if you look at Josh McDaniels and his history, and Dave Ziegler with his history with the running back position, these are guys that don't necessarily, you know, go all in at that position. They're a believer in, you know, running back by committee. You can find any of these guys, you know, anywhere. You don't necessarily need somebody who has the resume of Jacobs to make a run game work. McDaniels in New England for years worked with guys at that position that weren't seen as, you know, elite or high quality, you know, top 5-10 running backs in the league, and they consistently were a top 10 offense in run game. Ziegler does not strike me as the guy who's going to go crazy to spend huge amounts of money for a running back. So the tag idea is interesting, because you drafted Zamir White last year. Do you just go back into the draft and say, forget it, we don't want to pay? I think the tag number will be around 12, 13 million, I believe.
I mean, they have told us, even though their actions didn't say this last offseason, Nick, but once this season got off the rails, Dave Ziegler and Mark Davis and Josh McDaniels were trying to convince anybody who would listen that this isn't about right now. This is about building something sustainable and what this team is going to look like 2 or 3 years down the road. If that's true, you don't spend big money on a running back right now, do you? Like,
I don't think you spend big money on a running back ever.
I think that if you're...
Unless you got like a top one or two
I was going to say, if you're in a contending window and your running back is a centerpiece or integral to your offensive game plan, then you give that... Then you pay that man his money.
Like, I did not love the Derrick Henry... Derrick Henry's contract was better than people thought it was. The big numbers were thrown out there by the agent. When you looked at it, it was really a 2-year, you know, low-risk kind of deal.
Yeah.
That's fine. Christian McCaffrey, I would pay decent money. I would not have paid him as early as Carolina did. I thought that was a huge mistake. But I would inevitably pay CMC. But CMC is more than a running back. He's a crazy, you know, versatile weapon for an offense who is just as good of a receiver as a lot of guys playing receiver in the league. So I see him as different. Jacobs is a good receiving running back. I love Josh Jacobs. I just think you can find production at that position without spending a ton of money or spending a first-round pick. It's been proven. The history speaks for itself. How many teams have won Super Bowls? Like Derrick Henry, how far has Tennessee gone? Guy's a beast. Didn't help them win a championship. Like how many times you can go through the roll call of running backs on championship teams and where they came from, and it's a lot of them, especially in the last 15, 20 years, a lot of them, we're not talking first round picks. We're not talking guys with gigantic contracts.
I think if you were in a contending window right now, I think Josh Jacobs, the leading rusher in the NFL this year, I think he would warrant paying him close to top running back dollar. I think he would. If you were trying to win a Super Bowl right now and based on how big a role he played in the offense last year, he was the best player on their offense last year. If you were in the middle of a contending window, I would say do what you got to do to keep that guy in the fold, much like Tennessee did with Derrick Henry. If they are sincere, if they mean it when they say, no, we're trying to build something that's sustainable, it's not about what's happening right now, then, yeah, I'm ready to move on from Josh Jacobs and start developing the next running back and building something more long-term if I'm the Raiders right now.
The other thing I wonder is, like, how much is Jacobs going to want, right? Like, if this tweet is about, hey, it's got to make sense for me, how much is he looking for? If you look at the CMC contract, he can make about $12 million a year. So I think it's like 11.8, and then it's 11.8, and it's like 12. Let's just call it 12. CMC is going to make $12 million a year. You know Josh Jacobs. I mean, CMC's deal, he signed that a couple of years ago, right? So you know that Jacobs is looking at that contract saying, no. I need at least CMC money, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley just turned down reportedly CMC money. And Josh Jacobs has been more consistent and more available than Saquon has been. If the guy wants to play hardball and if he's willing to hold out or hold in or whatever we want to call it, whichever end of that deal, if he wants to do that and really push the team to its limit, you're going to pay $13 million? If you were to sell me, like you said, Rami, if you were to sell me that this team was like a Josh Jacobs away from winning the Super Bowl, I still would argue you could find somebody who could fill that production at that position without paying Jacobs that money. But if you wanted to be safe, quote unquote, and pay him the franchise tag, then cool. But I don't see it. I mean, we might get to it tomorrow. There's a report from Jeremy Fowler, where he talks to NFL executives and all this stuff. And, and the word and the feel is that the Raiders are going to do some, like, pretty significant tweaks to the offense. And, Waller might be gone. Renfro might be gone. So
isn't it funny?
Kind of crazy. Like, they said it was a rebuild, and I guess it's going to be like rebuild to a rebuild in two off seasons. I don't know.
Isn't it funny how meaningless NFL contracts are?
Oh, they're meaningless.
Like Waller, you just said Waller and Renfro might not be here next year. Those guys have gotten contract extensions in the last year and a half, both of them.
Yeah.
Waller just this season, mid-season, they signed him to a contract extension.
Means nothing.
Nothing at all.
Long time ago, a guy that worked, played in the NFL told me, always pay attention to the guaranteed money. In the first 3 years of the deal. Those are the two things you look for, guarantees and the first 3 years of the contract. Beyond that, whatever. Thanks to Kyle. Thanks to Simone. Great job. Rami, job well done.
Thank you, sir.
Back tomorrow. What a day. What a day. What a day. What a day. Monty gets an extension. Wes gets an extension. Great day for Kings fans. Great day for the Kings organization. We're back tomorrow. Until then, it's Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sport.
Sure, on the subject, you sure? Get, you know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll wipe hot sodas in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a, but remember what I taught you. Keep your heart 3 stacks. Keep keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart. Three stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.